Dave, and we're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. And don't forget to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites, ours is free. So enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. To Larkin Rose, who, if you've listened to the show in the past, we do share things from him from time to time. He, at one point, made a name for himself in that he was a tax freedom advocate, and he still is. But now he has moved beyond being one of those constitutional guys to being a true voluntarist, someone who has rejected the idea of the state completely, and, of course, therefore, he still rejects the idea of taxation. Anyway, Larkin has a few things to say on the idea of Independence Day and the blind nationalism, as he says, that people are celebrating when they celebrate their version of Independence Day. They call it the 4th of July. He says, today is a day when millions of victims of a tyrannical regime go out and proudly display their blind loyalty to that regime. The modern celebrations which occur on July 4th make about as much sense as Jews proudly parading around carrying banners of swastikas.
I think that's pushing it a little bit. It's tyrannical. The United States government is tyrannical, absolutely true. But, you know, as far as tyranny goes, on the scale of tyranny that we've seen in this world and even on this world currently, it's not the most tyrannical. So to take the most tyrannical regime, that's the Nazis, or somewhere in the top 10.
He
ever,
said it makes about as much sense.
No, that's see, this is how one degrades one's arguments using Nazis.
What exactly does the American flag represent? I don't mean what do you wish it represented. I mean, given how it's used and displayed today, what must it actually represent? Well, the Nationalistic Pledge of Allegiance says that the flag stands for a republic. In other words, millions of children, not to mention adults, are trained to swear allegiance to a flag and a government. Ew, how revolting, he says. A lot of people have told me they think I'm a true patriot. Now, I know they mean it as a compliment, but I'm not sure why. What is it that I'm being loyal to? It sure as heck isn't the government. Or a piece of cloth known as the flag. In short, I'm loyal to the idea of freedom. That every individual rightfully owns himself, and that any infringement upon that right, for instance, all government, is an evil abomination.
Now, I'm kind of on the fence on this one. I understand where somebody who's, you know, talking about, you know, patriotism in this manner, sort of disparaging patriotism, I understand where they're coming from. There's no organization like the government. If you worked for a car company and, you know, talked about ways of improving that car company, you wouldn't be called a car company hater. You wouldn't be called a bad person. You wouldn't say that you hated your company because you wanted to improve it.
Mm-hmm.
You would just, you know, or even talk about ways of improving the business model of the company.
You'd be an innovator.
Yeah,
an
that's
idea
what you'd
man.
Be. But when you talk about ways of innovating the, you know, the country, you're sort of put in this religious category. Only in the church can one be called a heretic for saying ways to, say, improve God or improve the way we worship God or improve the ideas around spirituality or something like that. They'll call you a heretic sometimes. And same in the United States, if you, or in governments in general, if you speak out against your government and the way they're doing things, you're something like an anti-patriot. There is no term for it that I can think of off the top of my head. But at the same time, I like red, white, and blue. I've been indoctrinated into the ideas of the country. I
you
like
do
the
have your Captain America shirt on.
I'm
right
wearing
now.
My Captain America T-shirt today. These are things that I like, and I think that one needs to tread carefully in this area. In the same way that you wouldn't expect to convince a religious person that their religion is silly by coming out and saying, "Your religion's stupid," you probably can't really convince patriotic people that, well, the idea of patriotism's stupid because look at what your country's doing bad.
Well, I don't know if he's trying to do that here. I think he is pointing out that he likes the idea of being a patriot in that he says that he's loyal to the idea of freedom. And as far as I'm concerned, that was what patriotism was supposed to
right,
be
that
in
defines
America.
Patriotism in a way. I mean, you're trying to uphold and propagate the principles on which this country is founded on.
Which
what
is
else
different
could
from,
they call you?
All right, well, which is different from upholding the idea of the nation state and upholding
right.
the idea that, well, America's government is right every single time, or you know, we're the right ones and everybody else is wrong. America's great. Whatever the American government does is wonderful.
Hooray!
You know, rah rah, yay!
Yeah,
apple pie and flags and stuff like that, and that's
screw collateral damage. We have wars to fight.
Well, that's the you know the thoughtless kind of mindless patriotism that I mean it, you can't really mix the two terms, but people do, and so people consider that patriotic. They consider nationalism patriotic, and it's not. Nationalism is, as he put it in the very beginning, it's blind. It doesn't have anything to do with reality. It's in many cases bigoted. It's just despicable. It's thoughtless.
Yeah.
You don't have to have critical thinking skills to be a nationalist. You just have to get excited when you see a flag wave and you know, a tank driving through the streets. And
you don't see too many tanks driving through the streets in the United States.
The nationalists would cheer it on. I mean, if there were tanks driving through the streets,
right.
The nationalists would say, "Yeah, that's what we need to do. Stop the terrorists. Go America." Whereas the patriot is saying, "Whoa. How about the right to privacy?
What the hell is a tank doing in the middle of my street?
Yeah, this is
I don't care whose it is.
It's not really propagating freedom in any way, shape, or form. So there's a big difference here, and so I just want to make sure we clarify that. Anyway, Larkin Rose continues. He says that now some people like to imagine that that's what the USA is all about, freedom. However, I don't see a shred of support for such a claim. A couple hundred years ago, you might have been able to make such an argument, but what about today, at least if you weren't a black man a couple hundred years ago? Most of the country continues to vote for one of two clubs of National Socialists, though they use the meaningless names Democratic and Republican. Neither club cares a whit about freedom,
democracy, or republics, for that matter,
inalienable rights, or even the flawed Constitution. So in what way can the U.S. be called pro-freedom? Well, the tyrants in Washington obviously are not, nor are the sheep who elect them. In short, if you care about freedom, waving the American flag now makes about as much sense as waving the flag of the Soviet Union. Whatever you wish it represented, and that's kind of the place you're in, Mark. When you see the flag, you must feel conflicted. Like, you know what it feels like on the inside to you? Like, yeah, that's freedom.
No, to
freedom.
To me, the flag represents the ideals the country was founded on.
But that's not what it represents.
Well,
it represents the state. That is what the flag represents.
I don't know that the flag necessarily does represent the state or the government of the United States. I think it represents
the 13 original colonies and the 50 states. It's all about the United States. That's what the flag is.
I think that the idea was that the people in those 13 original colonies signed on to the Constitution, to this this document that enshrined rights, unlike any other document had up to that point. And
to have a story you tell yourself in your head about what it means, but as Larkin Rose points out, whatever it is you wish it represents, in reality it's now a symbol that flies over all the giant monuments to power. The federal buildings, for instance, represents liberty? Or excuse me, he says, do you really think that that symbol represents liberty anymore? If you love freedom as I do, there is no country on earth for you. Every flag, every nation stands for your enslavement, in one way or another. The megalomaniacs have their tentacles just about everywhere. But what's more sickening than that is how the same people being controlled, taxed, and regulated into economic and psychological ruin will be out in force today, celebrating their purely imagined freedom. I, for one, can't stand the sight of it anymore, so don't expect to see me at any parades or celebrations. Unlike 99.9% of this country, I see no reason to celebrate my own enslavement.
Well, I'm a big fan of bratwurst. I like explosions.
Sure. 800-259-9231. But nonetheless, a poignant article from Larkin Rose, which, by the way, his website, larkinrose.com. We continue with your calls. It's Rich in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Rich. Hello.
Hey, guys. I see you survived Independence Day.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been catching up on the podcast the last couple of days. And, Mark, I need to take you to task for something that you seem to fail to understand the other day, even though Ian is doing a relatively good job of explaining it. And, Ian, I'm surprised you didn't explain it better, because you usually do. You were talking, Mark, about how you do not see how it would be different if for teenage prostitutes if prostitution were legal for them.
All right, we're going to come back with this. Hang on, Rich. We'll bring it back. You can make all your points here in a moment. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Martin.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there from the front page of the website for free at freetalklive.com. And Do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order if you use the code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com, InterKnobs.com, or see their banner at FreeTalkLive.com. And don't forget that code FTL for 10% savings at checkout. 800-259-9231. Back to Rich in New Hampshire. On the amp line, Rich, you're not on the amp line. Rich is on the other line. Rich, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, I was saying the other day you were apparently failing to understand why it would be safer for the young girls and the young ladies involved in underage prostitution for it to be legal. And
his primary argument, I believe, at the time was that he thought that even if it was legal, while it may take some pressure off the marketplace, at the same time, he still believed that young women could be enslaved as sex slaves for, you know, mean pimps that would hurt them.
Yes, but if it is a legal business, okay, how do girls get into that life in the first place? How do they get into that business?
I'd say that there's a variety of different ways to get in it, but drugs.
Some of them are runaways.
Yeah, but perhaps some of them really do want to get through college.
Well, in most cases, and this is an overbroad generalization, as every case is unique, but in most cases, something prompted these young women to leave whatever home environment they were in. Something happened, or they grew dissatisfied, or they were abused there, or whatever, they ran away. They get pulled in by other street-level hookers or by the pimps themselves with the promise of riches, and early on, they tend to be treated very, very well. These
okay.
pimps know exactly how to operate that because that's how they get and keep their girls, and they're treated very, very well to begin with. Until they're hooked into that cycle, and then starts coming the, well, you know, if you want to leave, or if you want to go to the cops, or if you want to, you know, get out of the life, you know, we'll beat the living daylights out of you until you are docile enough that you're not going to want to leave anymore. That's basically how the system works. Now, in the marketplace the way it exists today, with it being illegal for these girls to be prostitutes, they have nothing, no one to turn to. What happens if they go to the cops? The cop doesn't go out and arrest the pimp. He arrests the girl for being a prostitute and puts her in jail.
Mark says they won't do that.
Yes, they will. It happens every day. Dozens of young girls between the ages of 13 and 16 are put into prisons and juvenile detention facilities every day. And even the people in the legal system who honestly believe that these girls would do better if they could be put into a counseling environment where they can be protected from the violence of the pimps without having to put them into a prison environment, even they can't do that because the law says they're prostitutes, they have to go to jail.
Well, Mark said that it was a 10-year-old. I mean, you said 13 to 16-year-olds. Mark said, well, what if a 10-year-old went to the cops? They wouldn't arrest a 10-year-old for prostitution.
It happened. It has happened.
I guess I'd have to see that some evidence of that. Legalizing prostitution, when you're talking about teen prostitution, where do you stop? I mean, do you stop at 10? I mean, do you stop at 6? Where does one stop at this sort of thing? Do I think that there are people out there that would manipulate 6-year-olds in order to get them into a stable of hookers? Yes, there absolutely are people out there that would do that. And to not be able to, exercise the force of law on those people seems crazy to me.
Rich?
Okay, but in a legal business, if your employer, as it were, hires you to, say, wait tables and then forces you with the billy club to clean the toilets all day instead, you have legal recourse.
Well, you have legal recourse, and you have legal recourse. However, the younger a person is, the less able they're going to be to get that legal recourse, to take advantage of that. But at the same time, there's always somebody out there who will clean the toilets or wait tables or whatever it is that you're going to do. There's not always going to be another 10-year-old to step in and do the hooking job that you don't want to do if you're 10. I mean, that's where that's where libertarians really fail. That's where free marketeers really fail, is they get their all mired down in this, we can't have any government because it's the government's the worst. It's terrible. But when you start showing people the ugly, disgusting underside of voluntarism, that's when you really drop the ball. It's gross to talk about 10-year-old hookers.
But it's going on today, Mark. I mean, I understand.
Where are the 10-year-old hookers?
I understand it feels icky to you, Mark, to talk about these things, but the fact is these girls are being enslaved today.
Where?
You understand that?
No.
What, you think they're going to trot them down the street for you to see? It's all hidden, my friend.
Maybe in Indonesia or something.
We read a story. The story that brought this up was that a 12-year-old girl was murdered because she didn't want to get initiated into, allegedly, because she didn't want to get initiated into a child sex ring. Nobody would have known about the child sex ring had that body not turned up, Mark.
Now, what you're talking about is something entirely different. None of those children have their own volition. They're being told what to do. You're not talking about a place abroad where 10-year-old hookers are plying their wares of their own free will. I mean, we could talk about that if you can find me one, but there's nothing like that anywhere.
Of course there's nothing like that anywhere, because there's no such thing, because they're owned by their pimps. There's no brothel for them to go and work at or anything like that. It's all a hush-hush. It's all very quiet. You have to know somebody who knows somebody. You have to know somebody in one of these child sex
rings. It's disgusting, is what it is.
I understand
it's
that,
Mark. It's disgusting defending it. I'm sorry. It's disgusting.
I understand that, Mark, and I'm sorry that that we have to talk about such an icky subject with you, since you're a little baby and you can't handle adult topics.
I can handle it. What I'm sorry for is what these kind of discussions do for the liberty movement.
Right. So you want to put kids in jail, right? You want to put kids in jail cells?
No, I don't.
No. Okay, so what's your solution then, Mark?
What do you mean?
For a 10-year-old who chooses to turn a trick.
I don't know what to do with 10-year-olds that turn tricks.
Rich, your thoughts? Any additions here?
Well, my thought is, in an environment where it's not against the law, it doesn't have to be underground, the market will come up with ways to help these girls. If they need to run away, they can have a safe place to go instead of being sucked into the life of a street hooker.
But the market also creates a demand and legitimizes the demand for these girls. So therefore, people are going to be out there trying to, bringing on the new, 10-year-old hookers and ruining the lives of countless people. Oh, sure, we managed to pull some 10-year-olds out, but they have to get in to get pulled out.
Say what, Rich?
Mark, the mistake you're making is that you are assuming that there are no, absolutely, positively no 10-year-old girls who could possibly do this of their own volition. That's where you're wrong.
I'm saying that there's a lot more, a whole lot more, that would be manipulated into it. I know that there are 10-year-old girls out there that would hook if they could.
Rich, hang on. I'll let you respond to that point in moments here. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improve circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, here we go. If you're listening right now, you're one lucky person because you're going to get a free bottle of Omega Berry Fish Oil from Purity Products. Now, to find out how to claim your free bottle, give us a call right now, 1-800-479-6961. That's right. Purity Products is doing a $1 million radio giveaway of ultra-pure Omega Berry Fish Oil capsules because they want everyone to experience the health benefits of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry Fish Oil. Now, everyone knows fish oil is important for heart health, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, joints, even focus and concentration. And with up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, well, you're going to feel the difference. So now's your chance. Experience the miracle of fish oil yourself with your free bottle. Call right now and we'll also send you free skin rejuvenating serum for fine lines and wrinkles. For your free bottle and free serum, call now. 1-800-479-6961. 1-800-479-6961. 1-800-479-6961.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have got a wiki, over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. You can go and edit the wiki, change virtually anything. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com.
It's the cure for naked. JumpTees.com. Get funny, sexy, clever t-shirts at JumpTees.com. Don't go through life naked. Get jumped at JumpTees.com.
Hold on.
I'm not done yet. There's a disclaimer at the end.
Oh, okay.
Pants not included. JumpTees.com is not responsible for customers not wearing pants.
All right. 800-259-9231. We're back with Rich in New Hampshire, who is called to take on Mark on the very icky issue of child prostitution. It is currently illegal pretty much everywhere around the world, and as a result of its illegality, the trade, of course, goes underground, just as every trade goes underground when it is outlawed. As a result of it being forced underground, the trade becomes far more violent and dangerous than it would be otherwise, though Mark is trying to get us to believe differently. Mark is trying to get us to believe that in the instance of a legalized child prostitution situation, that children would still be manipulated into doing things they don't want to do. And, Rich, I wanted to get your continued thoughts on this.
Well, if even a young person is that easily manipulated into...
That's why they're called children,
life.
Rich.
Can you let him make a point, Mark? Go ahead, Rich.
Then in a free market, somebody can come up with the idea of, I will go to that pimp and pose as a John and get her into my little room and then talk her out of it the same way she was talked into it. If she's really that easily manipulated,
that's a good point.
Be done.
There could be a group of people that goes around and attempts to save the child prostitutes.
Yeah. Because the government fails to protect these young people.
Right, because
it does.
In the legal market,
on aggression.
That's correct. Now, in the legal marketplace, the child prostitutes might be a little bit easier to find. I mean, odds are pretty slim that someone's going to buy a storefront and open up a brothel simply because who in their right mind would rent to someone like that and ruin their reputation in that way. But it'd probably be easier to find them, so these rescue groups could go in there and
People have different
outreach.
Values in that arena. They rent to adult bookstores, right?
Sure.
And anybody can buy a piece of commercial property. Is that not so?
That is so.
Okay, so there's no reason why there shouldn't be a storefront for 10-year-old cookers.
It just doesn't seem likely to me. That's all, Mark. Okay. I don't know. You seem to think that the entire world is obsessed with child sex and would just go out and do these things. I don't know why you have that viewpoint.
Here's
I don't
another
have that viewpoint, but
to,
I think enough people do.
For you to chew on, Mark.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
How much of the demand for sex with 10-year-olds comes from an actual innate desire? They do it whether it was legal or not. And how much of it comes from the forbidden fruit factor?
So, are you talking from the John's side of things?
John's side. How much of the demand is based on the forbidden fruit?
I think that most of the forbidden fruiters.
That as soon as you forbid something, people who would not otherwise think of doing that, we'll do it.
It was proven with
alcohol prohibition. It's proven with drug prohibition. Those things, prohibition doesn't work.
I'll admit to you that there's problems with prohibiting child prostitution. I'm only asserting that there are more problems with legalizing it.
Sorry, but you've got no evidence for that.
You have no evidence.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Right here from the Independent, more than 5,000 children are being forced to work as sex slaves in the UK, including thousands trafficked to this country by criminal gangs. I mean, I can go on. I can find you more examples of the slavery that the illegality of this creates.
Look, the demand for it is, I don't see that the demand for it would necessarily go away and it being legalized.
Nobody said the demand's going to go away, Mark. It's just going to stop slavery.
No, I don't think it will. Why would it?
Because it would be more into the open, because they wouldn't be able to enslave people in the same way that they do today, because it would be legal. The underground elements wouldn't apply. It wouldn't be gangsters that would be running these businesses.
Look,
the demand will go down, Mark, for the same reason that the demand for alcohol went down when prohibition was repealed, for the reason that alcoholism went down when prohibition was repealed. Will there still be people who want to go out and have sex with 10-year-olds? Yes. Will it still be sick and disgusting? Yes, but it will still be safer for all involved.
Yeah, I remain unconvinced that there won't be people and won't be 10-year-olds enslaved.
You tried, Rich. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Maybe there still would be some sex slavery going on, Mark. Maybe. But it certainly wouldn't be on the scale that it is today. 5,000 children, more than that, in the UK alone are being enslaved because of the laws against child prostitution.
And what do they call them, children?
An important study of global slavery exposes Britain as a major transit point for the movement of child slaves around the world. Commissioned by a social research charity, the report paints a shocking picture of an international web of gangmasters exploiting children as young as 5. There you go, Mark. As well as vulnerable women. Many are threatened with violence, then sold into the sex trade or forced to become domestic servants, says the report to be published tomorrow. The human trafficking trade now generates an estimated £5 billion a year worldwide, making it the second biggest international criminal industry after what?
Drugs.
Yep. Drugs and then child prostitution, Mark. I don't know what more evidence we can give you. The fact that this is an illegal service makes it more dangerous, and I can't believe that you would ignore all of the lessons you've learned about prostitution just because you find this particularly an icky issue.
Run through those numbers one more time on making it the number two, whatever.
They are saying that the sex trade The child sex trade, human trafficking trade, excuse me, is now generating an estimated 5 billion pounds a year worldwide.
Sorry, human trafficking, child sex, not the same thing. Human trafficking includes coyotes bringing people across the border. It includes
You can ignore the 5,000 children, Mark, if you want to, but there are children being enslaved.
You know, they find one 5-year-old and the rest are 17. What does that... I need more information. Sorry.
Well, you go and you do the research, Mark, because the information is out there. I did a quick Google search on child sex slavery, and there was actually, this article was linked to from the Wikipedia article.
And how many not-for-profits out there managed to get more government funding by blowing up the numbers of what it is that, is going on here?
I have no idea, Mark.
Well, look, the National Coalition for the Homeless will tell you there's a hell of a lot more homeless people than there are in America.
Okay, and your point is what? The fact is there are children that are being enslaved.
There are not 5,000 children being enslaved.
Oh, you don't believe that?
No, I guess I don't.
Okay, well, that's fine. Then there's nothing I can say, there's nothing I can put in front of you that's going to help you understand that legalizing child prostitution would help keep children safe. You're saying that you think it should be illegal, you're saying that people involved should be punished, and that's just going to result in it continuing to be underground and continuing to be incredibly a dangerous profession to be involved in. Shame on you. 800-259-9231.
Shame on you for wanting 10-year-old hookers.
You're a coward, Mark. I already know the 10-year-old hookers are out there.
I'm a coward. You're damn cavalier with other people's kids.
Don't put words in my mouth, Mark. I don't want 10-year-old hookers, okay?
You just want them legal.
I just want them to have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves without having to be threatened with arrest or possibly being enslaved by some vicious, as they use the term in here, gang master. Exploiting them. And you want them to be enslaved, apparently.
Apparently I don't, no.
Well, then you need to be in favor of legalization.
I want every legal impediment in the way of children being enslaved into prostitution.
So you want them to be enslaved, then, is what you're saying. Because you want it to be illegal, so therefore it will continue operating in the underground, continue giving gangsters profits, and continue enslaving these children. These girls and boys, whoever they are, that are doing this prostitution, they aren't making anything. They're not making anything.
No,
they're owners.
I don't imagine they're banking. Yeah, they're banking anything.
Their owners are making something. At least in the legal marketplace, they would have more choices available to them. They'd actually make some of the money that they were doing, and they'd have the opportunity to be rescued because it wouldn't be as underground and it wouldn't be as dangerous. And to deny any of that is to deny all the principles you've learned about prohibition and its effects on any given industry. More coming up, 800-259-9231. But, hey, it's emotional, and once the emotions get in the way, your logic just goes out the door, Mark. I understand.
Hey, I know you don't want parents to be able to go get their kids.
More
from
coming
these,
up, you can take control.
Even.
Their parents should be paying attention to what their kids do in the first place.
Yeah, screw the parents.
And never let them get there.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. radiograph.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go and promote Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn the various different ways how you can help the show, get on more stations, get new listeners, and most of the ways are totally free and pretty quick. And one of those ways is the voting process. You can go to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your vote for the show, and it makes a big difference for us because the more votes we receive in 1 month's period of time, the better, the more likely we will be the number one show. I believe we're not yet the number one show this month, but working on rising up the charts. I think we're in the top 5. Number 3, I think, was the last time I checked. And all you need to do is go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you've done it already this month, big thanks to you. If you've yet to do it, as most of our listeners have yet to do it, we could really use your help. And it makes a big difference for us because being number one brings new listeners to the forefront, and it also helps advertisers realize that we're worthy of advertising on. So go to vote.freetalklive.com.
Please.
Thank you in advance for doing that. All right, so let's continue with your phone calls here and talk to Dan in Pennsylvania on the Amp Line. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, before I get to my main point, I just wanted to say something regarding the last topic about child prostitution.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I'm in no way in favor of it from a moral standpoint. I think it's disgusting. Principles aside, I think the people who do it should be castrated, but as a libertarian, I wouldn't actually do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what should be done is people should look at it on a case-by-case basis. Sure, there are people who are capable of giving consent. Most children cannot. But to set an arbitrary age and say it is illegal under this age means that you are, you know, you're making a blanket statement, which is always fallacious. So what should happen is that you should look at it on a case-by-case basis. Was this person coerced? Was this person giving consent? And if it was consent, leave it alone. If not, you know, ring the guy through as hard as you can.
I understand where you're coming from, but, you know, when libertarians use the term coercion, what they mean is physical force or a threat thereof. Is that what you mean?
Oh, no. If a person is not giving informed consent to something, then what they are doing is effectively a coercive act, or they're effectively being coerced.
Okay.
So if a child can give informed consent, the burden of proof is going to be on the you know, brothel or whatever to prove that. Whereas an adult, the burden of proof is going to have to be on the person who's saying that they aren't giving informed consent. So there's a continuum there rather than just an arbitrary age limit.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, and the fact is, as abhorrent as it might seem, if there was some sort of back alley, you know, public place that people could go to, some brothel where they could go and buy these yucky sexual services, at least then it would be out in the open and people could investigate the situation and they could talk to the kids and they could find out what they were thinking and what's going on. Whereas if we have an illegal situation, then you've got people that are enslaved and they're completely obscure and there's no way to find them and help them unless you just get lucky.
Right.
So what were you calling about?
What were you calling about besides this?
Okay, well, I wanted to call about my company's drug policy. I work for a Christian bookstore, or a bookseller, so you'd imagine, oh, it must be the company's company, right?
No, the company's what? Their policy?
It's
okay.
It's not. The PA Department of Labor is forcing companies to do drug tests on their employees.
Oh, really?
No. Because...
Wait, new employee? Hold on. New hires? Or they're forcing retroactively everyone to be tested?
Retroactively.
Wow.
We had this meeting last week where a bunch of people came and talking about, you know, the horrors of drug use and all that sort of thing and making us sign a consent form, which we did not have to sign when we were hired,
mm-hmm.
That says that we are going to submit to a random drug test, which of course means that it's not trying to catch drug users because you're not going to catch the few drug users from a huge random pool. But here's the thing. Our best employees smoke marijuana. The bosses know that. They're
mm-hmm.
keeping them around because they're dang good employees. And here comes the Department of Labor saying that now they have to do that.
Wow.
And I don't know if they have to fire them if they find that they have been using drugs or what. But it's not the company's policy. The company does have an official anti-drug policy, but they know that these people use marijuana. And they have not been enforcing it because they're great employees, but now apparently they have to.
And this is going to happen at every business that's operating in the state of Pennsylvania?
I don't know. I've heard of it happening at more than the business for which I work. So I know that it's not just our company.
Hmm.
But I do know that it's the drug the Department of Labor who's behind it. I know that it's not just our company, because there are others doing it. So I would assume that it may be some new program. I don't have any evidence of this, but I would assume that it may be maybe a statewide program trying
wow.
to catch drug users or something.
So, yeah, well, what happens to let's say that one of your coworkers gets caught in one of these random tests. What happens to him? Is it an immediate firing? Do they get reported to the state? What is the process?
What else does the government have when it comes to these things? If the government's forcing it on them, they could be very well the ones who are, administering the test.
Oh, that doesn't seem likely. It's your company that's required to contract with a private, I would imagine, a private tester, right? Like some lab company?
That's correct. Now, the rumor is, and again, this is just hearsay, but the rumor is that the drug testing company is required to report it to the state.
Oh, geez.
As part of their licensing requirements. Of course, they report it to the company, but they also have to file a record with the state.
Hmm.
Unless the employee has enters into some sort of a voluntary help program.
Wow, that's crazy.
One of the things that bothers me about these drug tests at work is every test has an amount of error.
Sure.
Like sometimes it's a mistake. And, there's going to be people who are, and the thing is they test them for all kinds of stuff. There are going to be people who come down dirty for angel dust and barbiturates because they took this test and they came out bad. Now,
ate something that,
I've never heard of angel dust or barbiturates.
Yeah.
I've never even seen these things purveyed for sale anywhere. But, they're going to come up dirty for them at the Christian bookstore.
Yeah. And they even, they're doing hair tests, which I guess can go back years.
Yeah. As long as your hair is long.
I was at a Rush concert on Wednesday, and everyone was smoking weed but me. So would I test positive? I don't know.
That's a good question, man. I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I understand that marijuana comes out of your system. If you don't smoke it, very often at all, it'll come out pretty quick. But the next day, yeah. I can't say it would be that quick. I don't know.
Well, it's been a good long time for me, so I know I wouldn't test positive. But my good friends who hold the company up on their shoulders, literally. I mean, they couldn't do without them. Hmm. They would.
I think this is trash.
Hair tests are the worst because they only target the people who don't expect to get caught. Because anybody can shave their head, right, before one of these tests. Oh, sorry, I got a haircut.
Well, they'll test you with something else, do a urine test or whatever, but... Man, this is bad news. And yet another reason, if you're in Pennsylvania or another one of these states, it's going to require companies to do drug testing, yet another reason to bail out, join the Free State Project, and move to New Hampshire. I don't think that nonsense is going on here yet.
I would love to. I don't think that's far off for me.
Very good, Dan. Thanks for your call tonight, and sorry to hear about all that. I hope your coworkers survive.
And go ahead
this.
And sign up now at freestateproject.org.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thanks, Dan. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Can you imagine just for a moment the fallout that could happen as a result of this? I mean, if this is really pursued, if they really do go after, if it's not just talk and some political posturing, if they really do go and they force these companies to drug test their employees that they know for a fact are using marijuana and force them to be fired, I mean...
What else would they force?
Right.
I don't know what they'd force them to do, but it isn't going to be good.
Right. How is exactly that going to make life better for anybody? You're taking the good employees, because a lot of marijuana smokers are great employees, as Dan pointed out there. You're taking these good employees, you're putting them on the street. The business is now without the people that know best how to run that particular business. You've got to bring new people in and get them trained to fill those positions. I mean, this is an expensive process. Training people is expensive.
All this over marijuana.
Yeah.
It's really over marijuana. I know they say the drug policy, blah, 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 blah. But it's the war on drugs is really a war on marijuana. Look, I might even feel a little better if you know what, I wouldn't. Never mind.
Okay.
I was just thinking that maybe I'd feel a little better if, they'd legalized marijuana and then had the drug tests at work, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's no good either. I mean, cocaine can do a job, too.
By the way,
it is a war on marijuana because...
Cocaine has a terrible reputation, but if you do go cocaine on a Friday night and
it's
then you go,
you
go to work on a Monday morning, I'm sorry.
You're clean.
It's not affecting you in any more than...
Well, you can't detect it. 72 hours, you can't detect cocaine. So this really is going to catch marijuana smokers more so than anybody else because a lot of the other hard drugs are in and out of your system.
Yep.
They might show up in the hair test, but as you said, shave your head. You're good there. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Are you?